The way most women inside the coaching industry choose the name for their offers doesn't make sense. They choose something that sounds good. They choose something that they've maybe seen somewhere else. They choose something that they think sounds smart, but a offer name that sounds smart is no name that actually sells. And inside this episode, we will talk about the four offer types which you should use and which work for any niche to attract premium buyers.
We all love that sound. But what we love even more is when it becomes the standard. Clean, consistent, every single day. Without losing yourself in a business that looks successful on the outside but feels empty on the inside. This isn't about building something profitable that drains you. This is about building something that lasts. With full body conviction, with presence, with this is exactly where I belong energy. By architecting a brand that holds cult status. A brand that works for you even when you're not pushing, posting or proving. A brand that doesn't convince, it commands. Welcome to Cult Status, the podcast for global coaching leaders and creative visionaries that turn their brands into cult-like companies. I'm Ramona Ochsenbauer, creative director, brand architect, and the woman behind cult-like productions and cinematic brands that turn attention into obsession. You're not here to play safe. You're not here for compromises. You're here to build a world people want to belong to. And to write the rules as you go. So fasten your seatbelt, because this is where brands stop being content and start becoming culture.
I don't say don't ask ChatGPT to brainstorm an offer name with you. This can be a good way to get inspired. This can be a good way to have things to choose from. But as soon as you choose something, which is something you like, which is something that sounds smart, which is something you think that might work, you lose an immense amount of potential. The first thing I do when clients hire me as a creative director for the brand, which is do especially women scaling from 7 figures to 8 figures, the first thing we have a look at when we create a campaign around the signature offer, if there is the need to rename the offer, because the name of your offer has a much higher impact than most women know, because it is the first promise that your offer makes, and your job is to make sure it's a big one, a big promise, a big deal. Because if your offer name doesn't do its job, you can have the best strategy, you can have the best campaign around, you can have the best storyline. All of these won't fully unfold when your offer name works against it all the time. And your offer name is the most central thing. So when you think about one of your signature offers, then you don't only want to have something that is nice, that looks good in a Canva graphic. You want to have something that also sounds good when you say the name in a podcast episode, when you are in an interview, when you are selling from stage. You want to have something people remember, that they don't get confused by and reorder the friend words, or where they write the whole thing wrong, because you want people to remember it, to recognize it, to be able to reproduce it. Because when you have an offer name that people can't reproduce, what happens? They won't talk about it. When they have a hard time remembering the right name and they are not sure about how to write it, when they are not sure about how to pronounce it, they won't talk about it. They won't tell other people how insane that offer is. Or when they do, what happens then? They say, oh, this one offer of that woman, instead of insert your offer name, which would be much more powerful, because you don't want to create offers that have a short life. You don't want to create offers that are alive for a few days or even weeks. You want to create offers that are alive for months or even years. Because this is how you build something that lasts. And when I work with clients, we create these insane campaigns around so that they are able to sell a single offer for a long, long, long time, so that an offer is nothing they just make a nice amount of money with, but it is something that lives in their brand, is a real asset that adds to their brand, to the brand account, to the reputation, to their recognition, and that is something that lives rent-free in their client's head. So get ready, grab a pen, grab your journal, and get ready to write down the four offer name types I will share with you in a minute. And before that, three questions you need to ask yourself. I'm not in a situation where I'm saying it would be nice if you would answer them. You need to answer these three questions first. And answering these three questions will make you a whole lot of money. So question number one, get your pen ready, is who is this offer for? And what's the main driver of these people? So it's not only a thing of your target audience. Who do you target? Who are the women? Who are the men you want to target with that offer? But also asking yourself, what's the main driver of that certain people? Is it freedom, which is a strong one? Is it safety? Or is it status? It always comes down to those three drivers. Freedom, safety, status. And most people have all three of these. But for your target audience, not for your overall brand, but for the specific offer, what's the main driver? Is it mostly freedom? Is it mostly safety? Or is it mostly status? Have that in mind for everything you do, for your offer name, for the overall campaign, for the music you choose, for the visual world you create, for everything that has to do something with your offer. Have in mind what's the main driver, because it makes a massive difference if the main driver for your people is status compared to when it is safety. Then question number two. What's the purpose of this offer? And what I mean by that is not what's the purpose in terms of what does it do for your clients, but what should it do for you? Is it a offer which lives or shall live in your brand for a long, long, long time? Should it be a, or shall it be a offer which people know, which they reference to? Is it the offer you want to become known for? Or is it an offer which will ramp up to another offer, for example? Which both is correct, both is good. But you need to know that specific offer you right now want to name. What's the purpose of this specific offer now for your brand? And then question number three. What's the biggest potential outcome? And by that, I don't mean, I don't want you to write down something like, they don't have that anymore. They don't experience that anymore. So it's not a thing of, oh, this is what they get rid of. I want you to think about what will they achieve? What is the thing they desire? What becomes possible for them by being inside that space? By buying that offer. So that, what is the biggest potential outcome? How much does their life change? And by answering these three questions, you have the baseline to A, choose the offer name type that is a perfect fit for your specific offer. And B, when you choose the type, then be able to fill that type. Because there is a massive difference between freedom, safety, status, between signature offer, mid-ticket offer that shall ramp up to the signature offer, low-ticket offer to then give people a taste, and between different potential outcomes. So having that in mind will make it so much easier for you to choose the right type and then also to choose the name. And we will start right away with one of my two favorite offer name types, which is personification names, which is the time where people get the feeling to become someone and or a certain version of themselves. An example for a personification name is the headliner. Because when I say headliner, I can play with that so much in terms of you becoming the headliner. Your signature offer becomes the headliner. Make it the headline of your brand. So you see, when I choose something where people can identify with, where it's like this personification factor, I can use that to create different images so that people can imagine how it feels like. It's also when I do something like iconic queens, become the iconic queen, or Empire Elite, become part of the Empire Elite. So there is something where people can identify with in terms of, I am part of that. I am a woman who, I am a iconic queen. I am the headliner. I am part of the elite. And this is a name which is so easy to use and where you can create so much around. This is a offer name type which creates a movement because people identify with it. They get the feeling of becoming part of something bigger. They have the feeling of, I'm becoming someone. I'm becoming a certain version of myself. Why right now? I'm only in the fine print. I'm a secret weapon. I'm good in what I'm doing, but not seen as much. I can become the headliner. I become the one who is announced first. I am the one on page one of every newspaper. I'm the headliner, the one that is important. Do you feel that difference to, for example, growth expansion code 101? Where you can tell people, join that space, growth expansion 101, join that challenge, which is nice. But having a space where you become the headliner by creating a cult-like campaign around your signature offer, one that people remember, get activated by, and make it the talk of the town, this is a whole different story. And with this example alone, you realize how important it is to choose the right offer name because it determines your overall campaign. It determines everything you can do around it. The thing you say most often around your offer is its name. The thing people say about your offer most often is its name. And there is a big difference between Quantum Growth Challenge, and I'm becoming the headliner. You feel that, right? When I say the headliner, a whole world unfolds. And this is why I love this work so much. It is insane what you can do with this. When you choose the right name, a whole world opens up. Type number two, space names. Space names are those where people get the feeling they enter a certain space or get a seat in a certain room. And also this is so, so powerful because when you have something where people actually have the feeling of entering a physical room, get a seat at the table in the room, they have the feeling of entering something. They have the feeling of becoming part of something. An example for that is Velvet Room. And you might think Velvet Room doesn't speak for itself. When I say Velvet Room compared to the headline of the personification name, you don't have an idea what I mean by that. What is Velvet Room? But also there you feel the difference between Quantum Leap Growth Challenge and Velvet Room. Right? Because when I say Velvet Room, you have the feeling you actually can enter something. When I say Velvet Room, there opens up a visual imagination inside your head. Velvet and room. Is it a room full of velvet? And it is a name where you have the job to create something around. So Velvet Room was a mastermind I sold in 2025, one of my signature spaces back then. What I did with Velvet Room was that I created an entire visual world around where it was all around Red Velvet. This was the mastermind I was selling from stage at my live event in Berlin in September 25. What I did while pitching from stage was wearing a red velvet suit with a V-neck, V for velvet. The entire offer branding was red. Red velvet, a pomegranate, a red velvet sofa, a red velvet room. And every single call inside that mastermind was a call inside the velvet room. My entire branding supported the name, and therefore the name became something with meaning. So this name was given a certain meaning. So when I now say velvet room, people who witnessed me speaking about it don't only hear velvet room. They see the actual room. People inside that mastermind identify as people who have access to the velvet room, which is again much more powerful than Quantum Leap Growth Challenge 1-on-1. Right? You get that. Offer name type number 3, it's belonging names, which is where people get the feeling to become part of a certain group of people, which is perfect, especially for status-driven audiences. An example for that is secret society. So that you have something where people get the feeling of, I'm becoming part of something. I'm becoming part of a group. I'm becoming part of the secret society. I am becoming part, and this is another example, of the top 1%. I am becoming part of, another example, the industry leaders. Industry leaders does also work for personification, which make something like that so powerful. And also the example I gave you in with the personification, Empire Lead, also have like this belonging in it. So when you have something where two types combined work together, it's even more powerful. So when you especially have a status-driven audience, create something where people get the feeling of, I'm belonging to a certain group where it is not easy to belong to. This is nothing where everyone else can belong to as well. And then there is offer name type number 4, which is outcome names, which is the safe choice, which is the thing that most people inside the coaching industry use, but it's also important to know when to use it. So outcome names are those where the name equals the outcome, so that people immediately get drawn to it. They get a feeling what becomes possible for them with it. An example for that would be the expansion code. And this is, as I already said, the safe choice in terms of you can't mess this thing up. So when you know what is the biggest outcome, you can build an offer name around it and you can't do something wrong with that. But you're not here to choose the safe choice. You are here to create something that is not boring AF. So outcome names is something you should use when it comes to low ticket stuff like masterclasses, challenges. You also can use that for middle ticket tier offers, but I wouldn't use it for signature offers. So yeah, the safe choice, use them, but not when the offer truly is important for your brand, for your reputation, for your bank account. Then you should choose either personification, like the headliner, space name, like velvet room, or belonging name, like secret society. And the most important thing is, don't make it too complicated. As soon as or as long as you want to sound smart, chances are high that people get confused. No one gets what you mean by aligned quantum visibility method, which is exactly why you publish 10 story slides about it and people don't get what you truly mean by that and what truly happens inside. Because if they did, they would drop everything and join as soon as you start talking about it. This is the power an offer name has. And this is just one of many details that determine if you create cult status, if you become a category of one. So don't leave this by chance. Business coaches usually don't get that. They don't get the power of the details. When your signature offer is not selling, they will tell you to add in another low ticket offer, to run another conversion event, to tweak your messaging, to make people move. But you can do all of these things when the perception of your offer, of your brand, works against it. You will always have to fight to make people buy.